From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to be with you today on this Friday as we wrap up our study entitled Joy in the Book of Philippians. And I would encourage you to study this precious book. I've been mentioning throughout the course of this week that the theme of the book is the joy of the Christian experience as it relates to Christ our sufficiency. And the fact of the matter is, when we know Jesus Christ as Savior, and when we are depending upon the Lord Jesus Christ day by day and moment by moment, we will be able to see Him work in our lives, and we will have joy unspeakable and full of glory. And I think that there are many Christians who need that. You see, many Christians have simply lost the joy of their salvation. Just look at them. Just listen to them. Just watch what they do. They don't have joy. Why is it? Well, listen to this, and I want you to hear this carefully. Any Christian who is allowing unconfessed sin in his life will miss out on the joy of the Lord. It's as clear as that. I mentioned the other day about David in the Old Testament, and you could recall that when he committed that sin of adultery and then murder, and when he wrote about it in Psalm 51, he was saying that before he confessed his sin, he was miserable. He felt as though his bones were broken within him. Why? Because of unconfessed sin. But there, in that same psalm, he asked the Lord to restore unto him the joy of his salvation. You see, he lost the joy of his salvation through unconfessed sin. But when that sin was confessed and he got right with God again, then that joy came back into his life. And right now, it could be that I'm speaking to a Christian or many Christians who did not have the joy of the Lord. Why? Because of unconfessed sin. Could that be your situation? Now remember, I define joy as the inner contentment and satisfaction produced by the Holy Spirit in the life of the born-again Christian that anticipates a positive future no matter what the current circumstances may be. Joy is not based upon circumstances. Happiness is. If things are going your way, you're happy. If things aren't going your way, you're not happy. But when you're walking with the Lord, no matter what the circumstances are, that joy unspeakable and full of glory is still there. It is the inner contentment and satisfaction produced by the Holy Spirit in the life of the born-again Christian that anticipates a positive future no matter what the circumstance may be. And that's what we've been looking at throughout the course of this week. But as we are drawing this study to a conclusion today, let me just really deal with the cause of biblical joy. What causes it? Well, first of all, it starts with the salvation of the Lord. Turn with me, if you would please, if you have a copy of God's Word. If you don't have a copy of God's Word or can't turn to it, listen to me as I read from Isaiah, the 12th chapter. Isaiah chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. And of course, here we find that Isaiah is speaking concerning how God was going to deliver the Jewish people. And notice what he says. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. You see, as that applies to us in this dispensation, the dispensation of grace, when a person trusts the great salvation that God has provided for him through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross, then there is great joy. Joy of the sins forgiven. Joy of being a member of the family of God. Joy of being a member of the body of Christ. Joy of knowing that the Lord is there to strengthen and to sustain. Joy in knowing that one of these days, as Christians, we'll be with God in heaven, in a land without tears and a time without end. All of that is related to our great salvation. And so the joy of the Lord comes when we first trust Christ as Savior. If you've never yet been born again, you have no idea what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the joy of the Lord. You can't have any idea, because an unsaved person doesn't have it. An unsaved person may be happy, but will not be joyful. Think about that. Happy, but not joyful. The joy of the Lord comes when we trust Jesus Christ as Savior. Secondly, the joy of the Lord is also that which results from us being in the Word of God. You see, the more you and I as Christians are in the Word of God, the more we will know the joy of the Lord. Do you remember Jeremiah chapter 15 and verse 16? I know that some of you do. Some of you might not. So let me read it for you. Jeremiah chapter 15 and verse 16. Jeremiah, who was the weeping prophet, he was a prophet with a great burden because of the sin of the Jewish people in the day. But notice what he says in Jeremiah 15, 16. He says, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts." Oh, yes. The Jewish people were in a spiritual mess. Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, lamented over that spiritual mess over and over again. But even in the midst of his sorrow, in the midst of his tears, in the midst of his crying, he had joy and rejoicing. Why? Because he found God's word and was in it. He says, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And they were the joy and rejoicing of mine heart." And then he says, "For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts." You see, Jeremiah received joy in the midst of the greatest sorrow, number one, because he knew that he was called by the name of his God. He knew that he had faith in God. You and I today who are saved have the name Christian attached to us, because we are followers of Jesus Christ. We've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. We are redeemed through Jesus Christ. We have eternal life through Jesus Christ. We are called Christians because we are followers of Christ. That itself should bring joy. But then when we read the Word of God, study the Word of God, meditate upon the Word of God, memorize the Word of God, that builds joy in our lives. What about you? Do you know Jesus Christ as Savior? Well, if your answer to that question is no, then I would encourage you right now, right there wherever you are, listening to this radio program, simply bow your head and call upon the name of the Lord. He will save you, as Romans 10:13 says. You can say, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me." And if you mean that, he will save you. And eternal life will be yours. And that's the foundation of joy. But then as a Christian, be in God's Word. Allow the Spirit of God to teach you the Word of God. And you'll get to know God. and understand that joy unspeakable and full of glory. And you know something? That joy of the Lord in your life will bring strength to your life. It's back in the Old Testament book of Nehemiah, chapter 8 and verse 10, where it says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Think of that. When you and I know Christ as Savior, when we are in the Word of God, when we are obeying the Word of God, when we confess sin that comes into our life, joy is a part of our day-by-day living, and that joy itself gives us the strength to live for the Lord. But of course, when we're missing out on that joy, we don't have strength, do we? That's when we are weak. That's when we will falter. That's when we will fail because we don't have an effective walk with the Lord. If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, let Jesus come into your heart. But then as a Christian, make certain that you have a good, solid walk with the Lord. The lack of Bible knowledge, the lack of a prayer life, the lack of forgiveness of sins, the lack of fellowship with God, the lack of submitting to God, the lack of obeying God, the lack of confessed sin in your life is going to bring the loss of joy. So if you claim to be a Christian today and yet you don't know joy, take a look at your life. What is not in tune with God? And find out what is not in tune with God and get in tune with God. Confess that sin. Get right with God, dear Christian, and you'll know that joy unspeakable and full of glory. Well, thank you so very much for joining me this week. Go to church on Sunday, the Lord's Day, and then join us again Monday for another study of the Word of God. Until then, from the studios at the Way of Truth Ministries, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen. The best is yet to come, indeed.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.